Just what does the internet know about you, and how can you control that? It's a debate that pitches the consumer's right to privacy against the freedom of big internet firms like Facebook and Google to do business without excessive regulation. I decided to get an audit of my personal online data trail.
Gosh, what have we got here?
So this is a little dossier I put together this morning. We've got your date of birth. I think, Nicholas, that's your real name.
Graham Cluley at the security company Sophos had turned up a disturbing amount of information.
This is your home address, isn't it?
Yeah, and a picture of my front door as well.
Much of that came from my Facebook account. Now the European Commission wants to give us all what it calls the right to be forgotten, wiping clean what we've left online. But how easy will that be?
You can delete pictures off Facebook and you can deactivate your account. But if you've shared that picture, if your privacy settings have allowed search engines, for instance, to go and scoop up information from your Facebook profile, then it's out there.
So how should we feel about Europe's move to give us more control over our data? Two views. First, Gus Hossain from Privacy International.
It's a fundamental right when it comes to information privacy that you have the ability to first find out what information is being held on you and the right to demand that it's deleted when you no longer want it there. The European Union's proposal right now is quite conservative, which is if you have given a company information and you no longer require their services, you should have the right to delete that information.
But the new media pundit Jeff Jarvis, whose book Public Parts argues for more sharing of our online lives, isn't impressed by the idea of wiping the net clean.
If you can tell Google to erase something, can you tell the BBC to erase something if we don't like it? Where does that end? Can we erase history? I think that that goes way too far and it impinges on free speech.
From the look of things, you use Google a lot, not just Gmail. But
back at my personal privacy audit, Graham Cluley was looking at my use of Google and the way the search firm knows how to target adverts at me.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at an email right now where the advert alongside it is offering you hiring of a radio studio. And
that's actually an email from a Today programme producer.
Yeah. That, I put it to Jeff Jarvis, feels somewhat creepy to many of us.
See, creepy is the absolute worst word in this discussion. Define creepy, please. You have a right to feel uneasy about anything you want. You have a right not to use Google email. Google has a right to set business practices there.
We've been tidying up a little, making our privacy policies and terms more consistent, easier to read, and easier to understand.
On YouTube, Google is trying to sell the merits of its new privacy policy to users who, to judge by the comments underneath,